This podcast script and the voices used in this podcast were created with the assistance of generative artificial intelligence.
Welcome to the CBV Matters podcast, your go-to source for all things related to business valuation and the chartered business valuator profession. I'm Alex.
And I'm Taylor. Today we have big news for CBVs and registered students in the CBV program of studies. We're diving into the recently released third and final exposure draft for revisions to the CBV valuation practice standards.
That's right, Taylor. This exposure draft marks a major milestone for our profession. It introduces significant updates to valuation practice standards 100, 110, 120, and 130, and even includes the creation of a new standard, Practice Standard 100. This is big news for everyone in the CBV community.
Absolutely. For some context, CBV Institute last updated these standards back in 2009 and 2010. Since then, the landscape of business valuation has evolved significantly. This exposure draft reflects years of member feedback, global trends, and best practices.
Let's break it down. First, Practice Standard 100, or PS 100, is new. Taylor, what's the purpose behind this addition?
PS 100 sets the foundation for all other standards, emphasizing fundamental principles for credible and well-supported valuation conclusions. It also incorporates International Valuation Standards, or IVS, as an option for use by CBVs. A big step toward aligning our profession globally.
That's a key point. And PS 100 doesn't stop there. It also defines the three levels of valuation conclusions: comprehensive, estimate, and calculation. The differentiator, the depth of scope of work and independent corroboration required.
Right. Comprehensive conclusions involve a high level of corroboration, estimate a moderate level, and calculation a limited level. But even calculation conclusions now require some corroboration. That's a notable change aimed at strengthening the credibility of these reports.
Let's also touch on the proposed changes to disclosure requirements under PS 110. Taylor, what's new here?
Disclosure standards have been streamlined. All valuation reports, regardless of level, must now disclose the same categories of information, with the depth of disclosure tailored to the report's purpose. This includes industry and economic factors, significant assumptions, and scope limitations.
And there's also a new disclaimer for calculation reports highlighting their limitations. It's all about managing user expectations and aligning them with the purpose of these reports.
Exactly. Now, PS 120 brings changes to the scope of work standards, extending requirements like considering industry and economic conditions to all levels of valuation. It also introduces a quality review process, a best practice already adopted by many CBVs.
Finally, PS 130 focuses on documentation. Valuators will now need to document independence checks, engagement letters, and even their rationale for selected methods and assumptions. It's all about transparency and accountability.
These changes represent a significant evolution for CBVs, and CBV Institute's Professional Practice and Standards Committee has posed key questions for feedback, such as whether you agree with how comprehensive estimate and calculation valuation conclusions are defined, and if there are any additional disclosure or scope of work items to consider.
And that's where you come in. Comments are due by April 30th, 2025. This is your chance to shape the future of our profession.
To submit feedback, visit the survey link provided in the exposure draft. Remember, your input is valuable whether you agree or disagree with the proposed revisions.
That's it. Thanks for tuning in. If you found this helpful, please share it with your colleagues and fellow students. And don't forget to submit your comments on the exposure draft.
Until next time, keep raising the bar and upholding the high standards of the CBV profession. Thanks for listening.